enter. Only one will leave. Do you have what it takes? Can you beat Jeets?
Can You Beat Jeets is brought to you by Palace Law. Middle of the week. Let's get you a playing partner. Good morning. Which friend of the show is this?
This is Bill.
Hey, Bill, welcome to the Rocktagon.
Hey, Terry, on on the text we got from Bill, it says Bill, a.k.a. Mr. Knowledge.
Whoa.
That's what my nieces and nephew all call me.
Uh-oh.
Oh, good. Yeah, you're only smart to little kids. Awesome.
145 wins, 15 losses. That's Jeets' overall record. Currently 8-0. Bill, name is your buzzer. First one to get three answers correct will be your champion today. Question number one. Crocodile dung was originally used on the human body as what?
Oh, yeah. Ugh. Jeets, face cream or something?
Oh, mud mask.
mud mask. Yeah,
mud mask is incorrect. Bill, what was your guess?
An antiseptic.
Antiseptic is a great guess, but it's incorrect. They actually used it as birth control.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're not going to want to sleep with anybody with crocodile poop all over them.
Question number two. What famous athlete lit the Olympic torch at the 1996 Olympics?
Oh, these are impossible.
No, this one's easy.
96 Olympics. Famous athlete.
Three.
Jeets. Reggie Jackson.
Reggie Jackson? No, incorrect.
He's Mr. October. He's very famous.
Uh-huh. These were the Summer Olympics. Bill, do you have a guess?
Bruce Jenner.
Bruce Jenner, another good guess. Incorrect. Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali. Okay. Question number three. Who got its name by combining the Japanese words gorilla and whale?
Jeets. Is it Godzilla?
Godzilla is the right answer. Pull that one right out of your ass. Question number four. This state's official motto is North to the Future.
Jeets, Minnesota.
Minnesota is incorrect. Bill.
Alabama.
Alabama, incorrect as well. Alaska. Alaska.
I like Bill's guess because if you live in Alabama, you want your future to be north.
Question number five. What decade saw the introduction of the Easy Bake Oven, Spirograph, and Light Bright?
Bill. The 60s.
60s is the right answer. Bill, you've tied the game. Mm. Question number six. This vitamin is known as the sunshine vitamin.
Jeets. Vitamin D.
Vitamin D?
Yeah.
Vitamin D is the right answer. I was just confirming. My hearing is going away.
Oh, yeah. You're very old. Yeah.
Not very old.
Get a shoehorn for Terry's right here.
Question number seven. What do you call making a two on a par five in golf?
Jeets. An eagle?
Eagle is incorrect. Bill.
Birdie.
Birdie is incorrect. Albatross. An albatross.
Oh, okay.
Very rare for that to happen.
Also a good song by oh God, why am I forgetting the name? Never mind. Go on.
I'm old. Question number eight. What NBA personality actually owns the term three-peat?
Jeets. It's Pat Riley.
Pat Riley is right for the win. You took down Mr. Knowledge, man. You better put that on your resume. Dude,
he patented that during the Lakers Showtime era.
Yeah. Probably makes a ton of money off of it. Well, Mr. Knowledge.
And they never three-peated, ironically. The Lakers never did.
You're almost like, you're like Rain Man, like Mr. Knowledge. This is like Mr. Sports. Knowledge with kids.
Well, I'm not his nephew or niece.
But you do have
a
song
for
him.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You're welcome.
Oh, by the way, Corrosion of Conformity. That's who sings Albatross.
It's too late.
Not Limp
Bizkit. Yeah, why don't you play that again? Let's move on.
I wish I did have Albatross. Great song.
Yeah. We will play Can You Beat Jeets tomorrow morning right around 7:35. Ever miss an episode of Can You Beat Jeets? They're easy to find.
Oh, my God. Terry Boyd has a podcast named after him. It's called Terry Boyd's Worlds Podcast. Ironically, you can download and subscribe to Terry Boyd's Worlds Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.